You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Jay Horowitz with a special edition of Amazing Conversations with Ranger great Ron Greshner. Ron, I want you to know you're the first hockey player I've ever interviewed on this podcast.
Thank you. I hope I can do all hockey justice there.
Let me tell you this, Ron. My knowledge, you know where I get my knowledge of hockey from? From Howie Rose. Every time I see Howie, how you doing, Howie? He goes, Mateau. So that's how I understand my hockey stuff and everything.
Very famous line. You
know, yes.
To me, that was like one of the – I remember I was at the game, and I was happy for the team that they won, like really happy. But I was I was really happy for the fans. And that was a big thing. I mean, I was there 16 years. We tried to win, but we just didn't do it for them. We got close a couple times, but the New York Ranger fans deserve that because they're, without a doubt, the greatest fans in the world.
Well, right. So we want to bring, you know, to me, you're my David Wright. I'll tell you why. 16 years at the Rangers. David spent 14 years with the Mets. He got into one World Series at the end. We lost in 5 games to Kansas City. You got, if I can remember, 1 playoff in 79. You lost in 5 games to the Canadians. You know, is it unusual in your sport for it to play so long with one team? In baseball, it is.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of guys. Some guys play, like, different guys play with different games and different eras, I guess. But, like, I just read an article, like, 5 minutes ago. Like, just to give you a little word, like, a little hint here of what's going on. A lot of guys quit the sport, like, quit football, quit hockey, quit baseball, quit basketball, whatever it is. They go, I'm done with it. I watch more hockey now than I ever did in my life.
Really?
And I love it. It's hard not to love it when I've been doing this hockey thing for 65 years out of my 68 years. Like, I don't remember all that stuff when I was a kid. I remember once getting hit in the puck standing on the snowbank on the side of an open rink when I was like 5 years old. I remember that because my nose was bleeding. And they took me home to clean my nose off because it was outdoors. It was very cold. But I wanted to get back to the rink. I love hockey. I watch junior hockey. My family had owned a team in Winnipeg, Manitoba, the Winnipeg Ice. James Patrick, who played for the Rangers, was a coach until this year we sold the team. I watch the Olympics. I watch girls hockey. I go to games around Connecticut and watch games and kids are playing. I love watching the game. You always see something new in a game.
Right. Are you the only hockey player ever to come from good soil, Saskatchewan?
Yeah, but I just got inducted into the Saskatchewan Hockey Hall of Fame in August.
Oh, congratulations.
It was very good. I had a great time. They had it was outdoors in a big tent, you know, because they didn't have enough. They had it in Meadow Lake, Saskatchewan, which is like 50 miles from where I grew up. And they had it outdoors in a big tent. And they had 550 people there for the event. And probably 250 were my relatives and friends.
I have another honor. You know, we had the book came out in 2009 in the 84 year, first 84 history of the Rangers. You were the 12th best player as voted by a panel. That's a pretty nice honor, you know, of all the years, number 12.
Yeah, no, I think it's, I range anywhere from 9 to 12 in that, 12 to 13, whatever. Right. To me, that's anywhere in the top 50 is good. And a lot of players went through that organization. It's been around. It's coming up for 100 years. And I know that the Rangers are going to put on the biggest show you've ever seen for the 100 years.
And well, let me say, being in New York, we were, you know, 74 to 90. Did you ever run into Keith or any of the guys downtown where you were playing?
Back in the 80s, I was around a lot. So in the summertime, I was out doing what I did best in the summertime. You know, partying up a little bit, and I seen a lot of guys out. I was very, very good friends with Rusty.
Yeah, but what are the nicest people I've ever met? I mean, just a mensch, we say in my religion.
Who's that, Rusty?
Yeah, Rusty, a real mensch. Well, you know,
Rusty was. We lived in Florida at the same time. We used to travel back and forth together once in a while. And when he had that rib place on 73rd, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah.
On Fifth Avenue. You know, there's some funny stories from that because we were at some bar one time on Third Avenue, and it was like a Monday night or a Tuesday night, and we're hitting golf balls down Third Avenue.
At a pool. Not by Rusty, really.
and then the police showed up. This is like 40 years ago, but police showed up and they're going, "Ron, what are you guys doing? Because we're practicing our driving."
Yes, you know, well, why I hope I'm not out of place. A little birdie told me you might have got to Studio 54 once or twice. True or not true?
I went there quite a bit. Matter of fact, I was good friends with Mark Beneke that ran the door. He was a huge Ranger fan, and it was an amazing place. In the 70s, like, it was amazing. A lot of people didn't get there until the 80s because they couldn't get in.
Yeah,
it was a lot different by that time. But it was,
you know, when we traded for Keith in 83, and he hated New York. You know, he didn't like New York, never traveled from his hotel. But now he's kind of like the mayor of New York City now. He can't walk down the street.
I met him a lot of times. He's a great guy. I didn't know he was that shy back then, but
yeah, he didn't want to come to New York, and but now he's, you know, been a broadcaster for all these years. Hey, what is it I want to ask you about? You, Herb Brooks was with your coach, right, in the early 80s?
Yep.
How much of the, you know, I must have seen Miracle on Ice in like 94 million times.
Yeah, me too.
How much was the portrayal of that, you know, I mean, accurate, not accurate?
Herb was one of ahead of his time. Like, if he was a coach today, this is the way the game is today, that was Herb's game. And that's how he coached the Olympic team back then. All those players, I mean, God rest in peace, Mark Pavlich. But Mark Pavlich, I played with on the Rangers, and we were very good friends. He passed away a few years ago, but he was an unbelievable player. And he picked all those guys out, and they could all skate. And that's what the game is today. There was no third, fourth line. They had one, two, three, four. They were all one.
How long after the Miracle Line did he coach you? I forgive my ignorance. When did he become the coach of the Rangers?
He became the coach. Miracle was 1980.
Right.
And, he came in 81.
81. Yeah. It Craig Patrick was one of the coaches of the Miracle team, right, too?
Yeah. Craig came in 80. He came to the team in 80, and then Craig coached us in 81. We went to the semifinals and lost to the Islanders.
And you got the win in game six. You got the winning goal, right?
That was in 79.
79, right. And, 79, yeah. And I looked up you got the winning, you scored three goals, the winning goal in three of those playoff games in 79-80.
Yeah. We had a really good young team then. Excuse me. I was like 23 years old, and I was the second oldest defenseman on the team. Carol Vadney was 30, 32, whatever. I was 30, 23. Dave Maloney was 21. Dave Farish was 21 or 20. Mike McEwen, who was an exceptionally great player. He never got the credit how good he was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ron, you said you're a football fan. I'm a big Giant fan, too. How far do you go back with the Giants?
I used to go to the games, and I sneak on the sidelines. I brought my kids to some of the games, you know. Like, they're not kids, are in their 20s now. But my one son's a Jets, big Jets fan. And my youngest son is a Ravens fan. So it's not.
Tell me, Ron, in the 80s, did you go to any of the 86 games, the World Series games at all?
I was at a game when they were losing game six.
That was the
Buckner's legs.
Right. That was Mookie's.
We left.
You left. That's not good.
Well, the game looked like it was over.
It was. You know what? It was two outs, two strikes on Gary Carter. I was sitting with Keith in Davey Johnson's office and had to go to the bathroom. He said, "Don't you dare, after Gary got the hit, don't you dare go. You know, we're going to start a rally now." And I wound up peeing in my pants, Ron, I'm sorry to say.
Well, I remember getting back into the city.
How did you feel when you left the game?
Well, we had, you know, it was a few drinks and stuff, but it was we got back into the city, and it was amazing because people were cheering. I'm going, like, can't be that many Red Sox fans here. Right. There was a bar on 83rd or 84th Street, a sports bar that we went to. I go, there can't be that many Red Sox fans here. But, like, well, if all the teams to lose, the Red Sox, when Boston loses, that's like a Boston, Philadelphia, they lose. That's like, I like that. That's like a little mark on our belt, you know?
Who is your biggest rival when you play hockey, Ron?
Islanders, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We played in 79. We went to the finals. We played with exhibition, two games against the Flyers, eight games in the regular season and five in the playoffs. And the Islanders was two in the exhibition, eight in the regular season and six in the playoffs. Yeah. We played them 31 times, I think.
Wow.
And those teams were tough back then too. Boy, Philadelphia was tough. And the Islanders just had I come up in a bad era where a lot of people, I wasn't the only guy. There was lots of guys where Montreal won four, then the Islanders won four, and then Edmonton won four out of five.
Right. Don't you feel like, you know, we haven't won that much with the Mets now, but we're still, people follow us. It's a Ranger town. Don't you think that it's hard for the other teams to crack the Rangers' hold on this area?
They never will. Ranger fans, excuse me, it doesn't matter where I go. I remember I was in Arizona one time walking through a mall years ago, and these people come up to me, they're big Ranger fans. And they, like, you know, so I signed stuff, took pictures with them. But wherever you go to, excuse me. When I remember, I'll give you a quick story. Back in the 70s, when I first started playing, we were playing in Vancouver. Then we flew to L.A. to play in L.A., right? So I played in L.A. before that in the fall, but this is like after the New Year. And so we go to the game, and I thought something was – they were playing St. Louis, and a friend of mine that I played junior with, Bob Hess, was playing with St. Louis. So I went over to the forum, and I walk in. There's like 4,000 people, 5,000 people there. I go, it must be like a hurricane. I mean, an earthquake or something, that something happened. You know, that people couldn't get to the game. I didn't know that. Everywhere we played, the Rangers played, it sold out. It didn't matter what back then.
In a way, I mean, I've been a PR guy all my life. I feel badly, but. You know, Rangers losing and winning will dominate what the other teams do. You know, and it's like with other, you know, like the Jets have coming up now, but I think that the Giants, it's still a Giants city yet here for now. Hopefully it stays that way for a while. But it just, I guess the long history of the Mets, you know, of the Rangers, why people are so passionate about it.
Well, I think the Ranger fans are very, very passionate, very loyal, and they're very knowledgeable too, you know. And they like people that worked hard or work hard at the game. You can make mistakes; they'll live with the mistakes. They'll live with the whatever happens in the game. But they like people that work hard. And if you put a little fight in your game, and have a little be more aggressive, They like that a lot more too.
And you could divide it. You get to all the different, you know, sporting events. You go to many games, football, basketball.
I go to almost every Ranger game. I go to maybe one football game on each team every once a year. You know, there's not a whole lot of games there. So if you go to one game, I have a lot of good friends that have tickets and stuff like that. So
listen, it's a good city. Hopefully next year will be a better year, you know, and wish the Rangers nothing but the best. And really, if you ever want to come to a game, I promise you'll enjoy it. And let your friends at the Rangers know, and I promise we'll take good care of you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.